Translation in purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Because of the resounding vibrations of the denizens of heaven singing in the caves, the lions there, being very proud of their strength, roar with unbearable envy, thinking that another lion is roaring in that way. Please repeat. Because of the resounding vibrations of the denizens of heaven singing in the caves, the lions there, being very proud of their strength, roar with unbearable envy, thinking that another lion is roaring in that way. Purport. In the higher planetary systems, there are not only different types of human beings, but also animals like lions and elephants. There are trees, and the land is made of emeralds. Such is the creation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung in this regard, Keshava Tuya Jagata Vichitra. My Lord Keshava, your creation is colorful and full of varieties. Geologists, botanists, and other so-called scientists speculate about other planetary systems, but being unable to estimate the varieties on other planets, they falsely imagine that all planets but this one are vacant, uninhabited, and full of dust. Although they cannot even estimate the varieties existing throughout the universe, they are very proud of their knowledge, and they are accepted as learned by persons of a smaller caliber. As described in the Srimad Bhagavatam 2.3.19, Svavid Vrahustra Karar Samstuta Purusha Pashu. Materialistic leaders are praised by dogs, hogs, camels, and asses, and they themselves are also big animals. One should not be satisfied with the knowledge imparted by a big animal. Rather, one must take knowledge from a perfect person like Shukadeva Goswami, Mahajano Yena Katha Sapanda. Our duty is to follow the instructions of the Mahajans. There are 12 Mahajans, and Shukadeva Goswami is one of them. Swayambhur, Narada, Shambhu, Kumara, Kapilo, Manu, Prahlado, Janako, Bhishmo, Balair, Vyasakir, Vayam. Vyasaki is Shukadeva Goswami. Whatever he says we consider to be factual, that is perfect knowledge. Namo Vishnu Vidaya Krishna Pristai Bhutai Srimate Bhakti Vidanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Saraswatam Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Srinivadi Paskatyade Sitarana. So, two short announcements. One is that we have our latest health and welfare magazine here. We have a few copies. So if anyone would like to get one, we ask for contribution. Usually most devotees give around £5. And in this particular edition, we have an article, Ayurveda, quotes from Prabhupada on Ayurveda. This is an Ayurveda 103 by myself. Five pillars of health, yoga and Ayurveda, and blissful body therapies. So if you'd like to get one, you can see me after the class. Also, I have a little bit of prasadam from Balaji in Tirupati. So if anyone would like to get a little of that, you can see me after class too. Here it mentions that we have to choose who we accept as an authority. Generally, people don't know the Tevidu Swartika team, Vishnu. They're not familiar with the fact that Vishnu, Lord Krishna, is the goal of life. Therefore, Krishna says, Aham sarvasya pravo mataksaram pravartate iti matva vedante mam buddha bhava samanvitaha, that I am the source of all material and spiritual worlds. Of course, that's inconceivable to us to consider how a person, from him, everything can come. Naturally, the conditioned soul, who has no experience, immediately rejects this as simply some kind of fantasy. Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita. It was a nice book. It had many wise things to say. But he just got carried away and started to claim all kinds of things, like everything's coming from him, and that he even mentioned, like everyone else usually does, he's God. But he's actually nice book, but just a few exaggerations. Therefore, Krishna also says, Ukramantam sitim vapi punjana vagunanvitaha vimudo nanu pashanti pashanti jnana chakshusha. The foolish, they cannot understand how the living entity quits his body, nor what kind of body he enjoys under the spell of the modes of nature. But those whose eyes are trained with knowledge can see all this clearly. So although the so-called authorities, they immediately reject the notion that there can be a person who's God, that everything can come from him, it would not be fair that he was perpetually held the position as God and no one could compete with him, because it would be quite undemocratic. And because people are quite enthusiastic about democracy, therefore the idea that someone can hold the post of God forever and there's no competitor, they don't like that. They reject it. They think, at least out of fairness, Krishna or whoever he may be, he should step down for a little while and let someone else be God for a while. This is called a product of imagination, because in the material world, people are just living in their imagination. We think we know what's going on, but what's going on is just a product of our imaginations. Not exactly our imaginations. It's the imagination that's given to us due to our lack of surrender to Krishna. Because we've been carried away by the influence of the illusory energy, therefore we're living in illusion. The most basic knowledge we don't have. We don't know what's going to happen to us after we quit this body. Nor do we even know what the body is that we're now in, how it's working, what's our relationship to it. And we don't even know who we are. We don't know how we quit our body, what kind of body we enjoy under the spell of nature. And ukramantam sitim vapi bhunjanava, how we're enjoying and suffering under the spell of the illusory energy. But we're puffed up thinking that we know so many things. In beginning of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, everyone has a body that's changing. It's directly perceivable by us that our body is changing in spite of our best wishes, that it doesn't change. But no one can stop this dear and near body from changing. But we ourselves are aware of these changes, maybe from five to 30, we want to get older, maybe younger than that. From 5 to 20, we want to, or 25, we want to grow up. And from 25 onwards, we want to grow down. But we can't stop the changes. The person who can't stop the changes, who is lamenting or hankering for change, that's ourselves. But we're identified with this body. So that's called ignorance, avidya. And because we don't know who we are, and because we misidentify ourselves with something we're not, that's called asmita, or false ego. And under the spell of false ego, there's so many things we want, there's so many things we don't want, so many things we're hankering for, so many things we're lamenting about. And on the basis of that, abhinivesha, we're absorbed in the material concept of life, and we're always fearful. Now the scientists we've taken shelter of, their so-called knowledge, who can't even acknowledge who they are, who are not even aware of who they are, they can't even tell what's going on, really, on the tip of their nose. They can eat food, they don't know really how it's being digested, they don't know how it's being assimilated, they don't know how it's being eliminated, the unnecessary parts, and yet they say they know everything. But they don't even know what's going on inside their own body, and yet they're claiming they know what happened billions of years ago. They take a little bone this big and they make a dinosaur the size of this room. And they start claiming what the daily activities of the dinosaur are, what they had for lunch, on the basis of a little tiny bone. They don't even know what they ate for lunch themselves. They're so bewildered. And yet they're telling us what this dinosaur ate 3 billion years ago. And people are so foolish. Swavidra hostra karar samstuta purusha pashu. People are like hogs and dogs and camels and asses. Of course, people will become very shocked that someone will call them a dog, a hog, or a camel, or an ass. Of course, Prabhupada used to say, I'm not calling anyone a hog, a dog, a camel, or an ass. It's the Bhagavatam who's doing that. If you have some quarrel, you should quarrel with the Bhagavatam. And in detail it explains how the dog is an animal. It goes from master to master, simply begging for some occupation. College graduates receiving so much so-called education, they simply go door to door begging. I have my diploma, I wag my tail, you tell me to sit up, I sit up, you tell me to lie down, I lie down. Please give me a job. Therefore, they have the doggish-like mentality, simply looking for a good master. Without a good master, it doesn't matter what your degree in education is, simply you're a street dog, or you're a homeless person living on the street. And the other ones also, we can go over them, Karayar, the ass who's working hard, carrying a heavy burden just to get a little bit of grass. He can create a garden in his backyard, grow a few vegetables and maybe some grains, and live happily and peacefully. But no, he works hard at an office in order to get a piece of paper that allows him to buy some vegetables and grains, which may not even be food. It may look like food. It may look like a tomato. But if you're not careful and you put a match to it, it might explode due to the fact it was created out of chemicals. That may sound sarcastic, but actually in America, the water is so contaminated in some places that when people open the tap, when the water's running down the tap, sometimes it's found if there is a match or some flame nearby, the water has found to actually explode due to the amount of chemicals in the water. In India, for instance, the farmers discovered that it's cheaper to spray Coca-Cola on their fields as insecticides and pesticides than it is to buy the insecticides and pesticides. Because the water is so contaminated that the water that Coca-Cola uses to bottle its drink is so full of pesticides and insecticides that it's higher than even the insecticides and pesticides that these companies are selling. In other words, people have somehow or another faith in that they actually know something that, although they may be like hogs and dogs and camels and asses, they're actually thinking that someone who has more of the animalistic qualities that they have, they should be the leader. Because they don't know that they're a spiritual being. It shouldn't take an atomic scientist to understand that they're actually a spiritual soul. As a matter of fact, generally speaking, atomic scientists will have a harder time understanding the difference between themselves and their body than a 5-year-old child. Prabhupada, one time when he was at one school, he invited the students to choose the most intelligent student to come forward. The most intelligent student came forward, and Prabhupada asked that student to point to his nose. The student pointed to his nose, a little incredulous at first, thinking that I'm supposed to be the most intelligent student, and he's asking me to point to my nose? I mean, anyone can point to their nose. And Prabhupada proceeded to point to your arm, point to your other arm, your leg, your other leg, and then Prabhupada said, point to yourself. And the student looked completely confused because he didn't know really where he was. He knew where his arm was. We don't say I arm, we say my arm. So who's that? Who's the possessor of the arm? That's the spiritual soul. But they don't even know, these so-called authorities, that there is a soul. And what to speak of the supreme soul? The supreme soul means that this universe is being manifested, is being activated, it's being controlled, and eventually it's annihilated, all within, on the basis of an intelligence which is far superior to our intelligence. Otherwise, how can all these planets move exactly in their orbit? How is it we can know when the sun will rise at a certain time, when the sun will set at a certain time? Even our watches are simply made on the basis of the movements of the sun. The watch, Swiss watch, so complicated, so much mechanism, made by so many scientists with great precision, is not as accurate as what it's measuring, namely the supreme clock in the sky, composed of the sun and all the other planets. So who has made this Swiss watch? Lord Brahma said, Yatschaksha esha savitasa kalagrahanam rajasamasa suramurte ashesha teja yas yagaya brahmati sambrita kalachakra govindam adi purushang dhamahang bhajami. Lord Brahma is not a mudha. He's not an ass. He actually has knowledge. Therefore, he declares that there's a person behind the universe, and that person, he says, is Govinda. But people don't know about Govinda. If you ask people, who is the Supreme? They'll name some rock star as the Supreme. Some athlete is the Supreme. And even if they say God is Supreme, they don't know anything about God. One British company, television company, went around the world asking the leaders of religious groups and a few other people, who is God? Can you describe him? And practically speaking, they were saying, God is love, God is the great unknown. These are the leaders of all the major religious organizations in the world. And then they asked Huge Heifer, what is God? And he said, God is jazz. Huge Heifer, the head of Playboy, surrounded by his bunnies who were jumping around, he declared, God is jazz. And he practically had the most, you know, at least he said something specific. Everyone else was quite vague. Therefore, people don't know Nitevidu Swarthikatimi Vishnu. What is the purpose of life? Dharashaya ye bahir artamanina. They're forced to choose something completely insignificant, having nothing to do with our real self or self-realization. If you read the newspapers, they make some great significance out of something completely insignificant. Like who's going to win the next presidential election in America? Whether you're going to be, who's going to pick your pocket? You can choose who's going to steal your money. Whether this group will steal your money, you have a choice, or that group will steal your money. So this is called wet stool and dry stool. In India, people pass stools on the fields, and the stool that's baked by the sun, there's a group of people who proclaim that's the good part of the stool. And other people still say it's the fresh stool that's not baked by the sun. That's the good part of the stool. So they're having an intense argument about stool, wet stool and dry stool. But the subject matter is stool. Similarly, in the material world, there's so much information, but it has nothing to do with our real self or how to get out of our material entanglement so we can actually become peaceful and happy. It is called Gramyakata. But Shotavyadishu Rajandra Srinam Shanti Sahasra Shaha Apashatam Atmatatvam Griheshu Grihamedinam. In this world, there are hundreds and thousands of topics that people are discussing that really have nothing to do with any significance. Nidraya riyate naktam vavavayena chavavaya divya charte harara jankatumba varanenava. During the daytime, they're simply working hard to get some money so they can pay their credit card, so their wife and can go out to the malls and spend it. They can decorate their house so they can eat, sleep, mate, and defend. And what are they thinking? If we work harder, then we'll be able to protect ourselves and our house and all the paraphernalia so that time will not take it away. Deha patya kalatradishu atma sanyeshva satsupi tesham pramato nidanam pashanapina pashati. They're thinking, my body, my children, my wife, everything, these will protect me. These will make me happy and comfortable. That even the Yamadutas, they come to take me away, my wife will hit them with her rolling pin. My children will kick them and my dog will bite them and I'll be safe. But everyone else, since time immemorial, who's had such a plan, it has not functioned. Because mrityu savaharaschaham, death comes, and everyone is taken away. Eventually, even Yamaraj is taken away. But the scientists claim that they know everything. They know exactly what's happening on these other planets. They've concluded that there is no living entities on any other planet. Only here are living entities, living beings. And on this planet, of course, there is only one country that's supreme, and that's England. And in England, the UK, then London is the most important city in the world. And in UK, those who live in the Bhaktivinoda Manor are the most important living entities in the universe. And this is the supreme pinnacle of evolution. Because if they declare that there are other living entities, if they accepted the Bhagavatam, that there are living entities on all planets, then their materialistic conception that life came out of nothing, it just evolved by chance, and that somehow or another we're here just by accident, wouldn't be reasonable. Of course, it's not reasonable. Their philosophy, their understanding, it's all unreasonable. They say, for instance, the moon is just made out of dust. So you take a ball of dust and hold it up to a light and see how much dust is, how much reflection you can get out of dust. Have you ever shined light on dust? How much reflection you get? So if the moon is just made out of dust, then how is it that the sun supposedly is shining onto the moon and this dust, this ball of dust, is reflecting so much light? Does it make any sense? Of course, it's all nonsense. But because people are nonsense themselves, they accept all this nonsense. And if you tell them something intelligent, something reasonable, they reject it. Because how is it possible? Because if you're right, then we're wrong. And if we're wrong, we're nonsense. But we can't be nonsense. You got to be nonsense. So even if you tell us the truth, we're going to hit you with shoes until you admit it, that it's wrong. You become as crazy as we are. You tell people they're not their body, they look at you and go, I couldn't be right. You tell that to a cow or an ass, they'll look at you and say, couldn't be right. But it is right. And it's right for those people who have some intelligence, spiritual intelligence. But because people want to live in their fairy land where they become the possessors of so many objects in this world, free to utilize these objects as they desire for their so-called happiness, because they want to think like that, therefore their real intelligence is taken away by Maya, by illusion, and therefore everything reasonable becomes unreasonable, and everything unreasonable, that becomes so-called knowledge. You go to school and you learn the golden rule. Golden rule used to be something about doing unto others as you would have them do unto you. But now the golden rule is whoever has gold, they rule. And if we add something like there is a purpose of life, and the purpose of life is self-realization, to realize our spiritual identity and the supreme identity, people tell us that we're fools. Then to back that out up, they have so many so-called authorities who all declare that life comes from matter. We've evolved from a monkey. Prabhupada said, maybe Darwin evolved from a monkey. But our ancestors, they evolved from Brahma, the Adi Purusha. And ultimately, Brahma came from Krishna. So we came from Krishna, and Daru and his followers, they came from monkeys. Either we're right or they're right. Therefore, we have to make a choice. If we think they're right, we can go and imitate them and work hard for our so-called accumulation of different toys we can play with here in the material world. Toys means we can make our little house. When children grow up, they have their little doll house, and they have their little plastic kitchen, and maybe they even have a little plastic chapati, and they play house with their dolls. And when they grow up, they simply get a bigger house to play around with. Instead of a plastic one, they get a, you know, so-called one which is made out of earth and water, of fire, air, and ether. Same, actually, same ingredients, just a little bit bigger. And they can play with those things. And they think, I'm God, and here's my little house, here's my big house, here's my family, here's this and that. Aren't I wonderful? Aren't I God? If we want to get over that so-called theater that we're all involved in, where we're somehow or another either now the center of attention or in the future will become more and more the center of attention. We want to play that game, that illusion. We can stay here forever trying to become the center of attention and other people should give their love to me. Or we can recognize I'm trapped by this illusion. I should make Krishna the center of my attention. I should accept those who have understood at least that they're not their body, that there's a person behind the universe. I should accept them as my authority, and I should follow their instructions and footsteps in order to actually realize my spiritual nature, who I actually am, and understand that these other people who are so-called authorities are only the authorities of people who are an illusion. People who have not understood the most simple thing about the difference between matter and spirit, who cannot perceive the wonders behind the universe that is created by an intelligent person, because they've lost their intelligence, they can't see the intelligence that is moving the universe. But those whose eyes are trained with knowledge can see all this clearly. Therefore, Shukadeva Goswami and his representatives are trying to train us with knowledge, our eyes with knowledge. We may not be able to see the denizens who are bathing in the ocean of milk, but at least we should be able to see the denizens of this planet, how they're captured by the illusory energy, and how those who are following the footsteps of Shukadeva Goswami and his instructions are getting free from the clutches of illusion and actually getting an opportunity to have a life which is actually full of awareness and freedom from anxiety and ultimately happiness forever. So, I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions?